possible. LandersChevrolet.com, 501-315-2500. That's Landers Chevy, exit 121, Benton, I-30. I've used this service department. I can vouch for it.
Where are you Friday?
Sticky Fingers, 5 to 7.
Yes. That Corvette may be the most beautiful car I've ever seen.
It is a spectacular looking ride. I saw one the other day. I was at the UALR game and I was leaving, and I saw when the guy turned it on as I was leaving. I'm like, I just kind of stopped and stared. And then I went to my
special place.
My car, and I like my car a lot, but it's, you know, the Corvette's pretty good looking. All right, that'll be Friday night. You can hang out with Pat at Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack. And of course, we go to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline right now, and joined by Hud Jackson, head coach at the University of Arkansas Monticello. Coach, welcome back. How are you?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Always happy to have you on. And congratulations on your class. You know, you and I talked before the show today. I know you're excited about it. And talk to me a little bit about your class and some of the needs you guys feel like you had to fill.
Well, we're just really excited with the fact that we didn't have to go out and get a bunch of guys. The last 2 years that, you know, we've gone out with our signing classes, you know, 16 to 18 kids was our goal, and we got those positions filled. And, you know, we're having a lot of guys stick. You know, when we got here, you know, 3 years ago, we had some work to do, and we brought in a lot of high school kids, and we feel like we've built up to a point now that, you know, those kids are juniors, you know, redshirt juniors, some of them seniors now, and we got a lot of experience under our belts, and we just feel like being able to fill in with the 18 kids that we signed this year, you know, we're really, really excited about it, and we were able to go after specific positions. You know, sometimes when you go recruit, you just try to find the best football players, and we feel like, Justin, we got some really good football players. And, you know, one young man that we got that we really, really excited, Dylan Cagle, a young man from Hoxie, Arkansas. He's a big 6'8", 315-pound kid that we're very, very excited about. But, you know, it's good to have a game. You know, somebody wants to be a game ward. When you have that kind of program here at UAM, that helps you out a bunch. And that's what Dylan wants to do. But we're excited. You know, there's a lot more on here. But and I guess we'll talk a little more about it. But Dylan is one of those ones that we're very, very excited about.
What you like, son? Well, Coach, I like to hunt, I like to fish, and I like to hit people. Well, you're going to fit right in around here then.
Well, he and look, we talked about this earlier. The type of kids that we get down here, those guys, that's what they have to enjoy to do. I mean, we have great duck hunting here, and you walk on our campus here at UAM, and you're going to see 40 or 50 deer every night. And although our guys have a tendency to get a little itchy when they see those things, but and they can't touch them, but it's everywhere here. And we got to find that kind of player to come here. And in some cases, you know, we have a young man that transferred from, he's from California that came here and has never touched a gun in his life or been hunting. And now he killed his first duck and his first deer this year. So those kind of things happen here. And that's, you know, we got to find a lot of those kids that come in this place.
I like it. I like it. Hud Jackson joining us, head coach at University of Arkansas Monticello, talking about his signing class. 10 from Louisiana, 6 from the state of Arkansas. You mentioned a couple of those guys already. I guess with all the deer running around, Coach, if you got a linebacker or a defensive back that can run them down, you know you got a good one, right?
Well, I tell you what's exciting is that we're so close to the state of Louisiana. Justin, we're going to recruit that area just because of my background being from South Louisiana.
Right.
We're going to go out and get some kids from there. But, you know, in the state of Arkansas, it's, you know, we've got some really good Division II football programs here that we compete with in our conference, and it gets tough sometimes. I mean, when you're going in there and battling the same kids, you know, you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. And until you can establish yourself with some wins in your program, it's going to be tough on you. And we feel like we've turned a corner there, and we're going to continue to, you know, be more successful in the state of Arkansas. But, you know, in Louisiana, we had some really good players that we signed. You know, Coach Middleton did a tremendous job with a young man, Jalen Tolliver. He's a wide receiver from Ouachita High School. You know, big 6'3", 215-pound kid that, you know, he got offers from Southeastern Louisiana the Friday before signing day. And then on Sunday night, he got an offer from Northwestern State. And we were just in total shock that he stayed committed to us. You know, he's a great kid. But when you have those Division I offers coming, you know, you sort of at that moment say, hey, you just got to deal with it. But he stuck with us. And he's going to be a guy that's going to come in and play right away for us. He's just a big, long, athletic kid, and we feel like we got a great one with him. And then, you know, in Arkansas, I think the sleeper for us is Malik Clemens, young man from Conway High School. You know, he's right at 6'3", 195-pound safety. that I think is going to do some great things for us. So we feel like we've got some good players, you know, from the state of Louisiana and Arkansas, and I can go on, obviously, about them. But we just feel that, you know, the size-wise, again, here I'm rambling on, but we got another big kid here from Monticello High School, Ryan Tassin. He's a big 6'7", 310-pound offensive lineman that down the road is going to be a really good one for us. So, but we're excited, man. We think we've got a great class that's going to not be asked to come in and play right away, but there's one or two in this class that can help us.
You don't have a QB in this class, and I was going to ask you as an old quarterback how you deal with quarterbacks. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on them. They get a lot of blame when things don't go well. They get a lot of praise, obviously, when things do go well. But as a head coach who's played the position, how do you deal with that? And certainly you got to feel good about your quarterback situation considering you didn't pick one up here on signing day.
Well, we've got five quarterbacks that we have, you know, on some type of scholarship money here right now on our campus. So, you know, our production, and we talk to our guys all the time about those things, but our production starts with our quarterback position, and that's going to be a huge, huge evaluation process this spring. These guys have to step up. Somebody's got to step up and be the guy. You know, we've got some good-looking kids back there that can play, some talented kids, but the production starts there, and they realize that this spring is going to be a big, big evaluation period for them. So, you know, not signing one because we feel like we've got some good ones here, and we feel like we've got some guys with, you know, still 4 years left because we're able to redshirt some guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that this spring is going to be big because even the guys that we have that we brought in mid-year last year, they were guys that had 3 years left. You know, sometimes when you bring mid-year guys in, you know, they only have 2 years, but these guys had 3 years. So we feel like we've got where we need to be as far as years are concerned, but we just got to have one of these guys step up and be productive.
Coach, the good news is, I guess, and maybe a little bit of the bad news, you already kind of alluded to it, is that the Arkansas schools in the GAC have really kind of ruled the roost the last couple of years. Henderson's been on a heck of a tear. Ouachita's been very competitive, Harding as well. So it is difficult to compete, but really the state of Arkansas has sort of run things since this conference came together. Can you talk a little bit about the overview and the difficulty of competing both in the recruiting and on the field with these teams in the state that have really been on a good run?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, Coach Scott, you know, who's my defensive coordinator, Coach Hills and defensive line coach, those guys are in the middle of the Arkansas recruiting, and they do a tremendous job. They do a tremendous job of getting guys to our school, and the ones that we get are the ones we want anyways. You know, the ones that are don't know if they can handle Monticello or not, we don't want those guys. We want those guys that are bought in right away, and Keith and Marcus do a tremendous job of recruiting the area. But as far as, you know, the state of Arkansas with our schools, we got some good Division II football, you know, teams in this state, and obviously in our conference, it's, you know, we have been, you know, on the top path as far as the Arkansas part of our conference. But I do believe that, you know, that we UAM is getting to a point that we feel like we've turned a corner, and that we're at a point that we can compete with these schools. You know, Henderson, OBU, and SAU, they've been doing tremendous. Harding, obviously, been doing tremendous. It's a tough deal for us, but we just feel like that we've got to the point, Justin, of building a program that we can get on the field and we can compete and give ourselves a chance to win. And I think that, you know, I always tell our guys after we meet in December, you know, in our exit meetings, that look, we've turned a corner, guys, and we've got to feel that we can win 7 or 8 games a year. And if we don't teach that, then, you know, what are we doing, you know, me as a head coach doing as far as trying to be positive with our program?
Well, Coach, congratulations on the class. What about spring?
Well, we start spring March 11th, which is about a month away.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that. It's going to be a little bit different this year. We've never gotten a scrimmage in before spring break. And the way it fell this year, we're able to get a scrimmage in before spring break. So I'm excited about that part. And then we'll come back and get another, you know, 2.5 weeks in. And our spring game is going to be on April the 11th. It's a big deal around here, Justin. They started 3 years ago. We do it the same weekend that softball and baseball are playing at home. They tailgate here. They do what we call our Walk of Champions. So it's a big weekend. We have a play on campus at that time. And a lot of the alumni come back, and it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. So we're excited about that weekend, but spring's going to be very, very competitive, man, and looking forward to evaluating our players, and none more important than our quarterback position. So it's going to be a big spring for a lot of our kids.
Well, I look forward to seeing you hopefully soon. I'd love to get down there, maybe check out a practice or two along the way. And I do want to say, too, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, I don't know if you caught any of Jason Peterson's act at Christmas Karaoke, either on the air or if you saw the video going around. Certainly, UAM has one of the unique mascots in all the nation. What was it the Houston Nut once said? There's lots of lions and tigers and bears. There's only one Razorback. Well, there's only one boll weevil, to my knowledge, as well. Did you catch any of his song that he won this year with?
I did, man. I did. And I tell you what, it is pretty awesome because it's sometimes having to explain, especially to the kids. You know, the Arkansas kids understand because they know UAM. But South Louisiana kids, when you tell them that your mascot's a boll weevil, it takes a little bit of time to explain what's going on. But I tell you what, Justin, we're doing something a little bit different here now. And there's always a saying, you know, nothing more evil than a damn boll weevil, right?
That's right.
Every time we get a chance to talk about our university and how excited we are about it, we always end on saying eat them up. So that's our new thing, man. So
eat them up.
We're excited.
You need to get this song on the – you guys need to play this over the loudspeakers before the games.
All right, I'll do it.
Need to get Peterson down there, maybe do a little halftime rendition one time this coming season. But anyway, he's a ham. I'm sure he'd welcome the opportunity. Coach,
no doubt.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we got less than a month now, I guess, before the start of spring. So it'll be here before you know it. I appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you hopefully in the not-too-distant future. And we wish you lots of luck this coming season.
Justin, thanks a lot for having me, man.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Todd Jackson, the head coach at UAM. And just for fun, we're going to play a little Jason Peterson into the break, how about? Because you know what? This song is going to get old someday, but not anytime soon, I don't think. One of the most creative, unique songs ever, Christmas Karaoke, and just, you know, another victory for Peterson. That's what he does. Coming up, we're going to talk about something a little more